Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome. Join me, Todd Tanoni, serial entrepreneur, number one international best-selling author of A Man's Journey, and seasoned self-growth strategist. My purpose is to help people create deep relationships by really connecting with presence and intention. Welcome to The Right Intention.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. Welcome to The Right Intention. I wanted to just check in with everyone as we've had some amazing guests this year. And I want to thank all of our listeners because this show is really starting to blow up. Reviews, downloads, all that jazz. Very exciting stuff. So continue to like, share, review. And if you like, you're a first time listener and this is the first episode you're listening to and you like what you hear, go back and listen to the other ones because you'll get definite golden nuggets of information to help you live a better life and be your best self. As we check in with everyone, a lot of my listeners have been reaching out to me and asking why I haven't done any solo episodes. It's just because we've had some amazing guests lined up. So I wanted to take a break this week and just kind of sit down with each and every one of you so we can take a look at some things. And I would say the biggest thing that I've looked at are my surroundings and kind of the emotions, body, and my behaviors, is that we need to slow down. And we really overcomplicate life. As I look at the poor health that I was in years ago, I often wonder, well, why was I so fat? Well, because I ate too much and I ate the wrong stuff. So if you're struggling with your weight, then don't eat so much stuff and eat the right things. Kind of simple, right? I look at work as well. I'm able to accomplish more in a shorter amount of time. It's because I work a schedule and I'll take some breaks during the day, so I'm sharp. I used to, some days, work 18 hours straight sometimes, maybe with a quick lunch break, but that was it. But what was happening, I was putting the time in, however efficient, I had fog brain, things of that nature. So now, it quite often, after I work about 2 hours, I'll take a brisk walk for 10, 15 minutes just to get out of the seat, stretch, things of that nature, just to kind of sharpen my my act, so to speak, and to just clear my head a little bit. So targeted with your actions is also very important because you don't want to get burned out. And I've talked to some people recently that are putting in just a ton of hours, and it really, really lowers your efficiency. So you need to take out time for yourself. And as we talk about that self-care that we all need, I preach a lot, so to speak, that you need rituals, typically in the morning and the evening. The mornings for me consist of meditation, working out of some sort, and I'll kind of mix up the workout a little bit as well, because that's going to kind of help you release some of that trapped energy in your body. So we really overcomplicate everything in life. And as many of you know that have been listening for a while, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and between my podcast and my clients, I've got an amazing partner, and we've got a mortgage brokerage here in San Antonio that we'll be taking national, and the team's doing great, record month for us, and we're just a few months in. And as I talk to some of my friends back home in Charleston, they're like, what do you do there? And it's like, well, I work out. And it was probably about 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was here on a Saturday and I was working. And I'm like, you know what? I heard San Antonio's pretty cool. Well, where I live, I live in an area called the Rim, which is the northern part of town. And it's kind of funny because partner was in the car with me the one day, and I'm like, dude, this is like post-war Vietnam. He goes, what do you mean? I'm like, it's a war zone here because there's so much construction going on. So many people are moving to Texas that they're, you know, putting these bypass roads in, and which shortens or closes the main roads, like, interstates, like interstate, like one lane. And then you've got some state routes like 1604 that go from, you know, 2 to 3 lanes down to one. So it's a lot of congested traffic. And I had heard that the Pearl and the Riverwalk were amazing sites in San Antonio. And if you know anything about Texas, there's really, and, it's a lot of open land in between the big cities. So all I've seen really is kind of the city, my gym, my apartment, and, I-35 when I go to, Austin to visit friends there. So, a few weeks ago, I'm going to go check out San Antonio, and I went down to the Pearl, and it was really cool. It's actually an old brewery, and what they did is it's not a brewery anymore. It's essentially a really cool place where people can go. They've got some turf areas there where kids run around, and then you've got a hotel and tons of restaurants and just about everything you can imagine. And then you've got something called the Riverwalk that is unbelievable. It's a river. I'm not sure what the river is called, but it actually runs through San Antonio. And it is beautiful because they've got it. So you have walking trails on it, and it's all landscaped very well and things of that nature. And it was really the first time since I've been here for a couple months that I was able to really be present with my surroundings and present really with the beauty that surrounded me in Texas, here in San Antonio. And it's almost magical when you go down to the Riverwalk and just how friendly people are, how nice it is. And that's what I'd encourage all of you to do today is take that time as we're all working and running around, chasing kids, grandkids, media, whatever the case might be, maybe just be present and slow down a little bit to really, really be grateful for the life that we're given. There's so many things that consume our time, and it doesn't cost anything to go for a walk in a majestic surrounding, to breathe the air in your lungs, and just be. And it was so refreshing to do that a few weeks ago. And it's been funny as I've attended some local events, and Akron universities wants me to speak to their student body. And as I've traveled outside of my comfort zone near the northern part of San Antonio, where my office, gym, and apartment are within like 5 miles of each other, all these events that have been popping up the last couple of weeks have been down Pearl or in downtown San Antonio. So it really kind of opened things up for me to just see what the city has to offer. And it's very interesting because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I never thought I'd end up in San Antonio. I will tell you this, though, as I was meeting with the dean of the business school for doctors that are professors at this local university, I had asked each of them how long they'd been in San Antonio, and it varied. One person was from Miami, and no one had lived here their whole life that in the meeting that I was in. And I had told them that since I've been in Texas, I said, there's something about Texas, like people, there's a very cool and chill vibe to it. There's, people are nice and friendly. And I said, but there's something different about San Antonio. And there really is. There's a lot of culture here. And truly, people are happy, more happy than other places that I've been and lived in the United States. So as I finished up a event that I was at in downtown San Antonio yesterday, there is something called, I think it's a week-long celebration here. It's called Fiesta. And it's like, well, what's Fiesta? So my event got done, and I was meeting a friend that was coming in Dallas for dinner last night. And it was interesting because I'm like, well, I'll just, it's at Market Square, so I'll just, kind of walk over there and see what's going on. So at first glance, the Fiesta, seemed pretty cool. It was late in the day, almost 5 o'clock, and I had about an hour to kill. So I'm like, I'll walk around, see what's going on. And so it's outside, and then in some of the open areas, they have tents, they had all kinds of bands playing. And at first glance, it's like, hey, this is really, really awesome, really cool. They've got these bands, all these people are here. They had a lot of food vendors there, along with vendors that, were selling trinkets, hats. So it's, kind of a celebration. And like I said, at first glance, everything seemed really cool and very wholesome. And then I started looking around, and understand this, I'm not condoning anyone that drinks. For me, I typically choose, nothing good ever comes of it, if that makes sense. And I think the challenge, with people sometimes, when they drink, I think if you're going to, you set perhaps rules or boundaries. My one good friend, back in, Charleston, he, when we'd go out, let's get something to drink, and I would drink my traditional ice water with a slice of lemon, and he would have a beer. But he had always held himself to two beers. Of the times that we ever went out, he held himself to two beers because He just knew that was the responsible thing to do, because I think all of us listening, or the majority of the people, at one time or another, too much to drink. And what happens when we have too much to drink? Sometimes we make bad decisions with getting maybe too intimate with someone too quick, or we might get sick, or God forbid, we might get in a car and drive, and something bad could happen there. So I think if you drink, just like anything else, do it responsibly. So as I'm walking through the fiesta, as I have more awareness now, I'm looking around, and it was quite disturbing, I'll say. As I walked around, I saw, you know, a lot of adults there, parents with, you know, probably ranging anywhere from 30 to, you know, 50 or more. And there were a multitude of people, of adults, that were drunk, that were inebriated, that were hammered, and they had their kids with them. Now, that to me was quite, like I said, just disturbing. And I'm not one to judge, so I thought about it a little bit more, and it's like, why do people?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Do what they do. Why would these people be there, these parents be there and be drunk and stumbling around while they have their, you know, little kids there with them? And we are a product of our environment to a degree. And unfortunately, these are memories that these kids will have kind of locked into their heads as they see that it's okay to do, because that's unfortunately what's became normal behavior for people, right? So these kids are seeing all this stuff going on, and, you know, some of them, you know, we're probably 5-6 years old, and this is a memory that'll be in their brains over time, in their subconscious. And unfortunately, as these kids grow up over time, they're going to see their parents, possibly, but abusing a substance like that. And why do people do what they do? People drink to excess, they're doing drugs, pornography, all these different things, really to escape reality. And one thing that I've found with escaping reality, you can do it with more empowering things. You know, as I looked at the what the vendors were selling things for, they had like, you know, beers were, you know, like almost $10, margaritas like $12, and people are just throwing their money away at things like this. And that's their choice. I just choose not to, I choose to be a better steward with my money and not just waste it on things like that. And again, if you do it responsible, that's okay. Unfortunately, as human beings, we all have addictive tendencies. I look back at myself to when I was morbidly obese, and, you know, I was just a kind of a stress eater. It was a way I kind of coped. I was a stress eater, and I would drink to relax and be funny, and that was just to mask all the different things that I didn't want to deal with and just kind of push them down even more. And on top of it, I was drilling a couple packs of cigarettes a day. If we look at smoking, that's probably one of the most ridiculous things that we can do to our bodies. And it's kind of funny if you look back at like the Mayans and things of that nature, tobacco, medicinal purpose to it. So there is... there's a healing effect of tobacco that they used to use years ago, and they still use today in some ceremonies. But it's like taking a puff of tobacco, not, you know, hot boxing and drills as you can. So I feel that we need to really simplify things. We've all heard of the KISS principle: keep it simple, stupid. But I think this can apply to everything in our lives. For example, if you're overweight, don't eat so much. And also, get some movement on a day. I think one thing that's important for me, do I work out every day? No, I do not. However, I work out multiple days in a week where I go to the gym and get my swole on. However, every day I make sure I get some sort of movement in, whether it's walking, jogging, and that doesn't, think about it. When's the last time you just walked around and observed what was going on around you and maybe walked somewhere quiet and silent, maybe just thrown a podcast like The Right Intention on, or someone else, or just music, or no music at all, and you're just walking and listening to the birds and really breathing the fresh air that's out there. I think we need to simplify our lives. We overcomplicate things. We judge. We sometimes jump to conclusions on things. You have to appreciate where people are at, and sometimes just them where they're at without judging them, and it'll make life a lot more simple. As I think about, you know, my children, and as I talk to them relatively regularly, you know, just as they're going through different challenges that come up in life, it's things that I've been through. However, when I'm talking to them, I try not to give them really too much advice. I try to ask them better questions so they can figure out the answers for themselves. And it's crazy, if you think about it, what we do on a daily basis to spend our time. Ask yourself, where are you spending your time? Where are you putting your energy, and what really serves you? I typically get up early in the morning, usually around 5, no later than 6. The great thing about my body, I don't need an alarm. It gives me as much sleep as I need, and I get up when I need to get up. And then I'll do my rituals in the morning just so I'm prepared for the day. And that way, when I'm more prepared for the day, I'm going to be more effective during the day. And I will come into the office, work all day. And then typically in the evenings, depending upon the day, I might get a second workout. If not, I'll get just a maybe a brisk walk in, just kind of contemplating what happened for the day. And then after that, I will spend time typically reading, or I may be working with one of my clients, or I may be, you know, recording my podcast. So as I went for the night, I'll find a show on Netflix and watch that. However, I'm wearing these blue blocker kind of glasses, which have actually helped repair my eyes. I used to wear glasses, then I switched to contacts, and then once I started therapy and wearing these blue blocker glasses, it's really helped take the strain off my eyes with the lights and everything like that. And at night, I have a darker pair that has red lenses. And if I'm watching something on the computer or TV, I have these glasses on, so it filters the light even more. So it starts to prepare and get my my body ready to go to sleep. So I think more than anything, all of us need to really practice self-care, especially those of you that are parents out there. Between your work schedule and taking care of your kids, you know, it was, when do you take time for your significant other and more importantly, yourself? Because if you are not healthy, if you are not in a right frame of mind, if you are not in the right headspace, you're not going to be good for, or quite frankly, anybody else. So you need to practice that self-care and start to simplify your life. And this might sound like something that isn't doable for you with everything. I hear people saying, I don't have enough time. And I hear that so many times during the week. We all have the same allotted amount of time in our days. The choice is by you where you spend that time and what you do with that time. With me, now I'm a better steward of my time because I choose where I invest my time, and I choose to invest it on things that are going to give me more longevity, more mental clarity, better health, things that serve me. So, and, getting drunk really doesn't serve me. What purpose does that have? It's so interesting because I think any of you out there that are pulling back or might question drinking at all now, I think a lot more people that I run into, and maybe that's just because of the frequency and the vibration. A lot of people that I, you know, associate with, you know, don't drink. That's, I think I'm attracting those types of people. And people are more spiritually aware. People are more godly, for lack of better terms. And it depends on how you carry yourself and on law of attraction before. And it's really what you put out there. People can sense what's going on. So I think, and for me, when I first pulled back and pretty much went cold turkey on drinking, I was nervous and I felt kind of like an odd man out, for lack of better terms, because associated with drank socially and then some. And in the beginning, some of those people would give me a hard time. However, friends will do that sometimes, and they came to accept that, Todd just chooses not to drink, and that's okay. And, it's great because you can be more, At least for me, I'm a lot more in social settings or in any setting, if that makes sense. I think a lot of people have that drink or two to kind of relax, which I think is okay. I think the biggest thing is not to do it in excess, because it was too easy for me back in the day when I had a bad day to just, you know, pick up a handle of Tito's and crush it. And when I woke up the next day, I certainly didn't feel very well. But this isn't about drinking or not drinking. It's about simplifying your life and really doing what is going to serve you the best, what is going to make you the best you. I don't know of any fitness gurus that are going to say smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day and drinking every week, how that's going to help the longevity of your life. And being north of 50 years old now, I feel like I have a lot more knowledge and a lot more of a second life to live, really. I feel I've got, I beat the heck out of my, this vessel for the first over 50 years of my life between not taking care of it. And the next 50 years, I'm going to do the daily activity. I'm going to do the rituals that serve me. And I suggest you maybe look inside yourself and see what's serving you, and look at ways you can simplify your life. And you can even do it if you have a full-time job and if you have kids, because again, it's all about time and timing, and you know what you cannot do and what you will or will not tolerate. So as we kind of wrap up here today, I suggest everyone becomes a little more self-aware. Everyone starts to simplify your life and really do what serves you. I appreciate all of you, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks for joining us at The Right Intention. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite pod player. If you'd like to connect with me on social, you can find me anywhere at Todd Tanone. If you want to connect with me directly, you can reach out to me at toddtanone.com. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positive change in the world.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.